This is the Local Hero Report with Devon Whitney Deal, who's the program manager for CESA, the community involved in sustaining agriculture. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Bob?
Good. And it's very appropriate that we're playing a track called Sunset here, because we've got Connie and Bill Gillen from Sunset Farms in Amherst.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I know one of the big things that is unique about Sunset Farm, you pick your own. People can come up and pick their own vegetables. You've got a wide variety.
Many of those people ask me if I would pick it for them. It wasn't my plan.
And Bob, I mean, they are so unique. You can go there and pick onions.
Kinds of beans, flat beans, yellow beans, haricot vert.
And that is not something that you get everywhere. And
not only that, but we are the only in-town farm. We are two or three blocks from the center of Amherst. It's like a Shangri-La. Nobody believes it's there. Many people have been in Amherst 30, 40 years and come down and say, I never knew this existed.
Very popular place for dogs too, right, Bill?
We encourage it. Dogs come down, and I hope they do whatever they do to help prevent the bears and the deer, who are a big problem.
Connie and Bill planted 1,000 tomato plants this year. Can you believe that? They are opening up pick your own tomatoes in about a week, you say?
Week or two, yeah.
Paste tomato varieties like
Samarzano, Iron Lady or Globular tomatoes.
Yeah. I think we chose these varieties because they were blight resistant, because everybody's been hit by blight.
With that many tomatoes, there's no way you can hide them up individually. So there's a process called weaving with a nylon string, which we buy by the mile. In a box that goes on your belt, you pull it out and you weave them, never touching the tomatoes. So that's a way you can do it without spending your lifetime, you know, making little knots and tying things. You have to be interested in this stuff and read about it. Well, when we go traveling, you know, we don't go to a movie. We go see what's growing.
You think of farmers like yourself, and of course, you've been doing this for a long, long time. So I always wonder this, what do farmers do when they have some time off? If they have time off.
We go see how other farmers do it, and we watch them work for a little bit.
Connie, what did you say Bill grows?
Well, he grows okra, which I never liked. But I like to cook, and I like to eat. Every time he grows something weird or different, I hit the recipes and come up with something. And my granddaughter, who loves Asian food, decided that we should have McDonald's-style tempura okra. So I bought lots of cheap oil and tempura batter, and it's fantastic. Really, McDonald's ought to try this.
Do you wear the little McDonald's uniform when you serve this? I can see, Bill, you'd look good in it.
I know, and my granddaughter would appreciate it. Yeah, right. Awesome, too.
She knows your way, right?
She knows I wouldn't be approving.
The other thing I do is I make fresh fruit popsicles, and this is a big seller. And I started this when my kids were little, and I didn't want all the dyes and the sugar. And I became known as the popsicle lady. Kids in the middle of winter at Stop and Shop will whisper, Mom, there's the popsicle lady.
She's so sweet.
Simple Gifts Farm has them, and Brookfield Farm has them. You can get them at the farmer's market. And every Saturday morning. That's correct.
And speaking of the farmer's market, you guys go way back.
That's right. I started by selling basil, tomatoes, elephant, garlic, 50 years, a pesto recipe, because no one had heard of pesto at that time. And then we just morphed into three seasons and having to grow things for every season, which is really the challenge of a small farm. Not one big cash crop, but to grow infinite varieties of things. I grow over 200 varieties of flowers.
Brides and their bridal parties come to the farm and actually will pick their own flowers and make their own bouquets with guidance from you. If
sometimes the whole bridal party will come and make an outing of it. I also sell buckets that either I pick or they pick for $30 a bucket. And it's a bargain and it's wonderful and it saves my back because they pick.
Now, do you preside over some of these weddings too?
I mean, I know. You
do look like an old-time minister. Now, Connie, you're a psychotherapist.
I was in my other life. I worked at Hampshire College for 30 years.
Is Bill your number one client? Or?
Architects and therapists go well together. They need each other.
You do have to watch what you say, though. It's interpreted.
That's right.
We're talking to Connie and Bill Gillen. They're the proprietors of Sunset Farm in Amherst. Also with us is Devon Whitney Deal, who's the program manager for CSID. What I know about farming, of course, is weather can play a huge role here. But people say that you guys thrive on unpredictability.
There's always some crops that fail, and there's always some crops that do well. So you don't get upset particularly at it.
You don't look like a person who gets upset about anything.
Well, we have our day jobs.
People who have been in the area for a long time will remember this, the little yellow information booth that used to be right on the town common. People always wonder, what happened to that?
I read in the Gazette that it was going to be demolished. As a former Chamber of Commerce president, I took note and I said, I'd like to have that. And a few weeks later, the town delivered it with a front-end loader. And we rebuilt the insulation in it and put an air conditioner in it, which then has a little contraption called a cool bot that fools the air conditioner. And the air conditioner will take it down to 35 degrees inside. We couldn't put stuff out on display in general at the farm itself because the squirrels and the other varmints will demolish it. We put a big glass panel on it so you could look in and see the products for sale in the old information booth. We left the sign on it.
Devon, these are the ultimate local heroes, I would think.
They wow me. They've been doing it a long time and doing it together. For all those people out there listening, if you feel like picking your own, all you have to do to find Bill and Connie's farm is go to buylocalfood.org.
Before we go, we haven't talked about blue eggs, have we?
My granddaughter started this.
Yeah?
She came to live with us and we're raising her. We had baby chickens in her bedroom, little fuzzy balls. They were so cute. And they're beautiful chickens. They're Araucanas. She picked them because they have multicolored eggs. Part of what motivates us is a sense of community. I mean, we really don't make a lot of money on this farm. It's more the community that we have in the whole Sunset, Lincoln, Amity Street area.
People know we're there in the evening, and we sit there in the shade, and the breeze comes through. And
like a vacation destination. Yeah.
Well, we're beginning to look like a bunch of old codgers sitting there now.
Sounds like a place you want to be.
Yeah. Sunset Farms in Amherst. Connie and Bill Gillen have been with us. It's a 10-acre farm with a 30-year history. Connie and Bill and Devon, thanks for coming.
Thank you.